Have you ever thought about detoxing your mind and your thoughts? What in the world is the benefit of detoxing your thoughts and your mind? Here's one practice I've started doing after I was diagnosed simultaneously with two cancers in 2017. I asked my oncologist back then what the most important thing I could do to increase my healing, and her answer was quite surprising to me. She said, get lots of rest and decrease my stress. So, one of the biggest ways I found to do this was to keep up with a mental detox right alongside my physical detox. When it comes to our thoughts, we typically don't think about detoxing them. When you learn to detox your thoughts, you'll notice an increase in your confidence, improved focus, and mental clarity. After my oncologist told me to reduce my stress, I became much more aware of how my thoughts and my mind were either helping me or hurting me. So grab your favorite pen and a pad of paper and your favorite cup of coffee and let's get to it. Hey, are your big dreams sitting on the shelf collecting dust? Have you encountered a career change, relationship transition, or simply feel stuck or unsure of your next steps? Are you just going through the motions and lack passion and confidence? Listen, I'm here to help you break free from self-doubt and negative thought patterns. Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a certified master life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this is for you. I'll share how to uncover limiting beliefs and fears that are holding you back. My goal is to bridge that gap between who you are and who you want to be. We'll tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. Along the way, I'll sprinkle in a little inspiration to keep you motivated. One thing is for sure, you'll come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to. Let's do this. Hey friends, welcome back to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast, episode 24. We're talking all about detoxing your thoughts today. We have around 60,000 thoughts a day, according to Fred Luskin, a professor at Stanford University. When you initially hear that statistic, it can feel overwhelming. At least I know it did for me. If you consider that you have some independence in forming your thoughts, you might find it a little less daunting. Or maybe it'll still be daunting. Who knows? But here's the great news. You don't have to detox all 60,000 thoughts to experience some of the benefits of a detoxed mind. To get started with your thought detox, it's important to recognize what you are thinking about all day long. What are your thoughts? As is with just about any detox plan, you need to figure out what your starting point is. Keep in mind that you won't detox all at once. As with a body detox, it can be overwhelming for your body if you detox too quickly. So taking it slow is okay, possibly even preferred because it may have longer lasting impact. So let's start with taking 5 to 10 minutes per day or every few days, just writing down your primary thoughts. Do your best to do this in a style that isn't guarded or just resist the urge to evaluate everything that you're writing down. Write down every thought you can remember in your day. When I speak with my coaching clients about doing this, we call it the brain dump. So just dump all your thoughts down, whatever you have on your mind during the day, and put them onto paper. So for some of you, this will be eye-opening. You'll be uncomfortable with some of your thoughts, and that's okay. Just keep writing them out. The act of writing out your thoughts itself is a detox. Once you have your thoughts out on the paper, take about 1 minute to become an observer of your thoughts. Circle 2 or 3 thoughts you would like to explore. In the beginning, don't worry so much about your choosing to circle, just circle 2 of the thoughts you wrote down. Go through each thought that you circled and get curious about the thought. Start being intentional and aware of your thoughts. Use questions to determine the validity of each thought. You may ask yourself, is this thought true? What influenced the essence of this thought? Is my view positive or negative? Why is it positive or negative? Could I reframe this thought into a neutral or positive thought? If I had a different situation, would my thoughts be different? Did I adopt this thought from someone else? In other words, was I taught to think this? If so, that's okay, don't worry about it. Is there more information out there that would change what you learned previously? The best way to handle getting curious is to just dig as deep as you can. So our thoughts are created when we take in external information and internal information from various sources. Human thoughts are complex and can be formed or influenced by the world around us and our relationship with that world. Most of us don't challenge the thoughts we have. Is that bad? Well, not necessarily, but if we don't challenge our thoughts, it doesn't lend itself to growth. Our thoughts can be repetitious, negative, or toxic if we leave them unchallenged. So doing some ongoing detox of our thoughts is a healthy practice to engage in. When you're working to detox your thoughts, consider what your intake is from outside sources. Think about the things that you're being exposed to that are influencing your thoughts, like the news, the TV, scrolling media posts, or engaging with interactive social media sites. Things like listening to music or podcasts influence your thoughts. Right now, as you listen into the Crazy Confidence Coach podcast, you're being influenced. Each person is different, but we know that your brain has to process the information it takes in and spits out thoughts around that input. We tend to have thoughts that we have already practiced over and over. We also tend to borrow thoughts from people that we know, like, and trust. So consider, who's influencing you? Are you going to lunch with people who are talking about politics every day or complaining about their spouse each day? This may be influencing your thoughts around politics or your thoughts about your spouse without you even realizing it. Do your parents talk to you about how you're raising your children? Does your neighbor play loud music and fight with you over turning it down? You're always taking in so much information. How is this information being processed and turned into thoughts? If you find you need a detox from some of the ways you're experiencing input, you may decide to choose a break from social media or certain family members or certain friends that you hang out with. You may decide you want to drive to work in silence instead of listening to music or listening to podcasts for some time. This will give your mind and thoughts a detox from the influences it's experiencing. So during a brain detox, you'll want to be curious about all of it. Carefully consider ways your thoughts are influenced by the input you have in your world. Do you want to change some of those influences? And if you do, make those adjustments accordingly. Then engage with nature by spending time outdoors. There are several outdoor activities that are helpful for clearing your mind and getting just more calm. One of those is forest bathing. Forest bathing improves sleep and anxiety along with other impressive health benefits. You can also use grounding to help your mind detox and relax. This is as simple as just taking your shoes off and walking on the earth. I have heard of other tools that help you, quote unquote, do some grounding, but I don't have personal experience with any of them. I do, however, take a walk in my backyard barefoot most mornings. I love that time and I love how I feel afterward. I often feel like a young child walking around the yard, checking out all our plants, and occasionally pulling a weed or two. My thoughts are clear and I just feel energized. If for some reason you can't be in nature and you can't do any grounding, you can sit wherever you are and meditate. Meditation is also a simple way to just clear your mind and be present in the moment. Then begin to choose what thoughts you want to have. This is like cleaning out the flower bed. You've taken out all the flowers, the bushes, and the weeds out. Now you're deciding what do you want to put into the flower bed. Start slow and just do this with one area of your life at a time. You're not detoxing all your thoughts or your whole brain, remember? Just focus on one thought area. You get to choose to have supportive, clear, and calm thoughts about this one area of your life. This choice leaves less room for the opposite of that. For example, you might choose the thought, I'm learning to be an excellent wife. What characteristics or behaviors would you say define an excellent wife? You may believe an excellent wife supports her husband by being a good listener, by sending sweet text messages throughout the day, or by sitting down with him to eat dinner each evening so you can review your days together. This helps you develop a clear picture of how you could begin to show up as an excellent wife. Form your thoughts around those behaviors and characteristics you are intentionally choosing versus the chaotic and random thoughts from outside input. Think about when you experiencing something on Facebook with another wife doing something for her husband. You wish you could be that way. Or you see somebody who's gone on a trip and they've treated their husband. Or something that you just have some kind of random thoughts about it and you wish you could be more like that person. Your mind is too crowded and just uncomfortable in that moment. So don't compare yourself or look at outside influences. Choose your thoughts intentionally and be clear. Your mind is much less crowded and cluttered when you are able to choose your thought and build your thoughts around what you intentionally want. And it leads to much more confidence and calm. The last way I'll share that can help detox your thoughts is by taking care of your body. It seems obvious, but your thoughts are directly influenced by the state of your body. If you're tired, if you're sick, malnourished, this will impact your thoughts. Your mind and your body are directly connected. Being physically active will increase blood flow, and this helps relieve your stress and in your anxiety. Keep in mind how much self-care is important for detox of the body, but it's equally important for the mind. Take a bath, spend time in the sauna, go for a walk, or take a Pilates class. You'll feel less stressed and be more confident. The bottom line is your thoughts matter. Detoxing thoughts is just one way to help improve your thoughts exponentially. If you're up for some life-changing activities that will help your mental health game and help you become more focused, super confident, and live with more calm, just take a minute to jot down these tips. Take 5 and 10 minutes per day or every few days just to write down your primary thoughts. Take a few of those thoughts and get super curious about why and how you've come to have them. Consider how your intake from outside sources influences your thoughts. Remove influences that don't support your desired thought patterns. Engage with nature by spending time outdoors. And finally, start choosing what thoughts you want to have and begin practicing those thoughts. All right, y'all. Have a fantastic week. I will be meeting you back here next Tuesday. Hey, thank you so much for listening in today. I sure hope you learned something. Can you do me the biggest favor? Right now, share this show with 3 people you know that might love listening in. It would also help me in a big way if you'd leave a 5-star review so other people just like you can find the podcast. Then don't forget to come back. Each week we cover little tips for how to increase your confidence, how to ditch that self-doubt, and stop negative thought patterns that are keeping you from being your crazy confident self. Look, if you really want to increase your confidence game, all you have to do is take advantage of my free confidence audit where I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you and give you 2 tips catered to your confidence needs to help you get to your crazy confident self. Go right now to thecrazyconfidencecoach.com and sign up. Let's get your crazy confidence flowing. See you next week. Love you big.